first person singular, views expressed in this piece are those of the author. Laurie Korn gets advice from a friend.
Picture this. It is the 70s in the Santa Cruz Mountains. We were all mountain people, hippies. My family is living in a half-built house that will never be finished. I'm sitting on my bed in a back room, flanked by my two young children. We are staring at a black and white TV that I had to hit with a stick every time the picture began to roll. It is 90 degrees, and I'm floating in and out of consciousness. Suddenly, there are words slammed into my head, lingering in the fetid air. The words, "You're going to be dead someday." I was shocked into a bewildered state. The next day, I asked my friend Tamar, "Do you believe in spirit guides?" She answered, "Of course. There was one present when I first laid eyes on my husband-to-be at a concert in Big Sur. I was dancing wild and suddenly saw him, and our eyes locked, and we both knew." I said, "I wouldn't mind a more personal, intimate angel. I used to think I had a purpose, that I was meant to be a writer or an artist. That's why I moved to California in the first place. I think my spirit guide is a fat capitalist with a cigar in his mouth who hates hippies." "Then fire him," said Tamar. "Get another one. Send him on his way. Ask for a wise woman, a strong, smart woman in a long dress."
Laurie Korn is a memoirist living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rose.